Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world can listen to my radio show and hear what I've put down for your listening pleasure. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? The weather's beautiful in Vegas. And I want to say it's a beautiful place to come visit right now, but the virus is here, and they're shutting everything down. The casinos are shutting down. So it ain't a whole lot of places to come and entertain yourself. But I did hear somebody played at one of the casinos, and he won $15 million. All right. Well, that's what's going on in Las Vegas. So I'm having a good time, though. I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm still doing my radio show. All right. Now, let's talk sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Hello and welcome to Major League Baseball. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 86 wins, followed by the New York Yankees, who have 78 wins, and in third place, the Boston Red Sox have 79 wins. In the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 79 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 68 wins, and in third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 65 wins. In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 79 wins, followed by the Houston Mariners, who have 75 wins. And in third place, it's the Oakland A's with 74 wins. In the National League, National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top with 72 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 70 wins. And in third place, it's the New York Mets with 69 wins. In National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers with 84 wins on top, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 73 wins. And in third place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals with 69 wins. In the National League West, it is the San Francisco Giants on top with 87 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers, who have 86 wins. And in third place, the San Diego Padres have 73 wins. And that's it for Major League Baseball for September 6, 2021. Happy Labor Day, everyone.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
There was a man, he was riding on the freeway, And his telephone rang, and he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home. And he said, okay, baby. And he looked up, and he said, there's not one car, but there are 500 cars coming this way. There was a couple that donated a limousine to the Catholic Church, and they donated it to the nuns that were living in the convent. And they took the limousine and put it in the garage, and it stayed in the garage for about 6 months. They didn't drive it. They didn't clean it. They didn't start it or nothing for about 6 months. And then one day they pulled it out, and they put it in the driveway, and they left it in the driveway for like 2 months. And then one day, suddenly, the mother superior, who's the oldest nun in the convent, she got the sisters together and asked them if they wanted to go for a ride in the limousine. And the sister said, yeah, sure, sister, we want to go for a ride. And she says, okay, who has a driver's license that can drive the limousine? And the sisters all looked at each other, and they're like, sister, nobody has a driver's license. We gave that up when we gave up poverty and charity. So we don't have a license. And she says, okay, well, I'll drive. So they all loaded up in the limousine, and they take off, and they go toward downtown Los Angeles. They go to the mission on downtown on Alvarado Street, downtown. And that's a real poor area of South Central L.A. But they go down there, and they bring food, and they feed the homeless, and they give clothes to those that need clothing, and they preach the word of God to the members on the street. They hold a service so that everybody can receive the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they entertained and talked to the people for about 8 hours. And then they got all of their services done and everything, and they loaded back up in the limousine to drive back to the convent where they were living. And they jumped on the freeway and was driving back to the convent. And they got pulled over by highway patrol. And they stopped, and the highway patrol went to the driver's window, and he knocked on the window, and sister, the superior, rolled the window down, and he says, sister, do you know why I stopped you? And she says, no, officer, sir, I'm driving within the legal limit of the law, and I'm obeying the traffic laws, the speed limit. I'm doing 91 miles an hour like it says on the street sign right there. And he said, no, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway you're on. You're on Highway 91. So that's not the speed limit. That means you were driving too fast. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. So he goes to the back of the limo and knocks on the window, and he looks in the window, and the women, the nuns, are in the back seat, and they're shaking, and they're sweating, and they got themselves all seat belted in so that they're not moving very much, and they're holding on to each other. And one of the nuns rolls down the window, and she says, oh, thank God you stopped us, officer. And he said, why? What seems to be the problem? And she said, sister was driving 215 on the 215.
Jack Knight in Dakota House. All we wanna do is make you bounce. Monisa, could you turn me out? Show me what your thing is all about. Jack Knight in Dakota House. All we wanna do is make you bounce. Monisa, could you turn me out? Show me what your thing is all about.
Would you call my name and give it to me right?
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
was a little boy, and he went next door to his house, and he met the girl next door, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time. He was having a great time, and he got along real well with the girl. And at the end of the night, he came home and told his daddy that he had met this girl that lives next door to him, and he had played with her, and he had a good time. And he said he liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Boy, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he said, "Oh, okay." So he went to bed, and he got up the next day and went across the street from his house. And there was a girl that lived across the street, and he was visiting her. And he was entertaining himself, and he was playing with her, and he was having a real good time. He had a great day. She was really good company, and he came home that night and told his daddy that he had met a girl that lived across the street from him, and she was really nice, and he liked her a lot. And his daddy told him, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he was like, "Okay." So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street down to the end of the block, and he met another girl, and he played with her all day long. He had a great day. He had a good time with her, and he had a lot of fun. And at night, he came home and told his daddy that he met a girl that lived across the street at the end of the block, and she was really nice, and he liked her a lot. And his daddy said, "Don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he was like, "Oh, okay." So he goes in and goes to bed, and he gets up the next day, and he goes around the corner from his house, and he meets this other girl, and he hangs out with her all day. He has a great time. The girl is tall and thin and has blue eyes and wears eyeglasses and has long blonde hair. Oh, she's beautiful. And he thinks she's really smart, so he thinks that he can marry her when he gets older. So he goes home that night and tells his dad, "Hey, I met this girl that lives around the corner from us, and she's blonde and has blue eyes, and she wears eyeglasses, and she's kind of tall and thin, but she's really smart. And I think I want to marry her when I get older." And his daddy said, "Son, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister." And he said, "What? Wait a minute. Every time I meet a girl, you say it's my sister. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. You got me confused, and I just don't know what to think." And he said, "Mama." And his mother came in there, and she said, "Yes, son, what seems to be your problem?" He said, "Mama, I met girls all week, and Daddy keeps telling me they're my sister. So I met this girl yesterday, and she's tall and beautiful and really smart, and I like her a lot. But I told Daddy, and he said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And so I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think, Mama. Can you help me?" And his mother said, "Well, son, don't worry about what he's telling you. And see, he really ain't your father." All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. When I was in high school, when I was a freshman, we had what we called a slave auction, where the seniors bought freshmen, and I guess it was a fundraiser for the senior class, and they had the freshmen that did whatever the big brothers wanted them to do for them. You know, some of the big brothers just wanted us to bring snacks for them every day in school, and some of them wanted them to wash their cars or just walk with them around campus and carry their books or buy their lunch for them at lunchtime. All of this were things that the little brothers did to get acquainted to every senior, and this is how they built unity in the school. And when I was a little ninth grader, I had a big brother, and he protected me from all the stuff the big brothers made the little brothers do. He told me I didn't really have to do anything, but I had played baseball with him and his little brother at the park. So by the time I went to Sarah High School, he was a big brother. He was a 12th grader. So he bought me in the auction because I didn't know anybody. And he bought me and took care of me and made sure that I was protected as I walked through the school. He had me escort him everywhere he went on campus, but he didn't have me doing anything crazy. He just had me bring him some snacks. And my big brother weighed about 300 pounds, and he was the catcher of the baseball team. So he was a big guy. He was short. He was like 5'7" or something, but he weighed 300 pounds. He was a big guy. And his name was Albert Collazo. I'll never forget him because he was a good big brother to me. And, in fact, because of him, during basketball season, I became a manager of the varsity basketball team, and I got my varsity letter for being a manager, and they were pretty good. They weren't great, but they were pretty good, and they had played against one of the best high schools in the nation, which was Verbandei High School. They were ranked number one or number two as far as the best basketball team in the nation. And so when we played against them, we really had a good game. But our guys were tall, but they weren't exactly as tall as the guys from Verbandei. So it made a big difference in the fact that I got to be a manager, and that means I got to go on the road every time the varsity played somewhere. I got to be there when they played. So I was really happy being a ninth grader to go on the road with the varsity team was like something that was really outstanding. And since I knew all of the 12th graders, it was really good. So, you know, they called each other, everybody had a nickname, and they gave everybody grief about what their nicknames were. And, well, I was Black Magic. That's what they called me from the first day I went to school. Yeah, I was Black Magic. And then as I went through the school, I became Blue Magic. I was so black, I was blue. So that's what, and all the football players, when I played football, they would, all the white boys would line up and they would wipe my face and then they would wipe under their eyes like they were putting eye black on. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're saying, we're putting on our black magic. And I was like, okay, whatever. So our JV football team was pretty good. I was an outside linebacker, and I played defensive back. I started as a JV, as a 10th grader. I started playing JV. So I was pretty good. But when I went to play varsity, you know, I was late coming out to practice, so I didn't get the recognition that I deserve until, like, the middle of the season when I got to play the game that I scored. I made all the tackles in the game. But before then, I didn't get my true recognition for being as good as I was. Quarterback was Chiarty, and I can't think of his first name, but he was the big brother, and his 11th grade brother was a linebacker, a middle linebacker. And then as running backs, we had Chris Mahoney, which we call Waterhead. Yeah, because he had a big old head. He had an extra big helmet. He had a big round head, so that's why we called him Waterhead. And then we had Carlos Santa Maria, and he was short. He was only like about 5'5", but he was pretty fast. He wasn't exceptionally fast, but he was pretty fast. But he was strong. He was like the strongest kid at the school. He could lift weights. He could bench press like about 400 pounds. And he might have weighed, I don't know, like 160 pounds soaking wet. But he could bench press close to 400 pounds. He was strong. He had been in the weight room. He was real buff and stuff, but he was real short. And then we had a guy that we called Clubfoot, and his name was Ernest Robinson. He was a wide receiver, but we called him Clubfoot because he was kind of clumsy. But he'd run his patterns, and he'd trip himself and fall. And then we had Daryl Robinson, who played on the other side, and he was tall and slim. We called him Puppet because he looked like he they should have been controlling him with a puppet. A puppet master should have been controlling him. He had lines on his face, on his mouth, that made it look like he had an artificial mouth that would open and close, and he wore glasses too. So, and let me see what other guys we had on the team. William Long, yeah, Scooty. He's a doctor now. He's a doctor at Martin Luther King Hospital in Compton, and but we called him Scooty, and his older brother was the one that I pitched to when we were playing St. Eugene's. And his brother crouched down, and I couldn't strike him out. He was the first batter up in the beginning of the game, and he wasn't really a baseball player. But his coach put him in to get him in the game and get him out the way, and I ended up walking him because he was the first batter. And then the catcher missed the ball, and then he ran to second, and the catcher missed the ball again, and he ran to third, and then I struck a guy out, and the catcher missed the ball, so he had to throw the ball to first base, and John scored. So that was how they got their one run. And that's what beat me in the game. I lost the game 1-0. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money,
get money,
money. Like I said, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- get money. Like I said, get money. Get money. Like I said, money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, the people that are listening to my radio show, and I have an opportunity to give away $50 to the listeners of my radio show. So if you're a fan club member, you need to be paying attention. And if you're not a fan club member, you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and fill up the website, and then go to the top of the page and look for where it says fan club and sign up as a fan club member. All you got to do is put your name and your phone number and your address in and register as a fan club member. And then you can be eligible to win money on G Money's radio show. So that's all you have to do. Okay, well, today the contest is only for the caller to call in and be number 16. That's all. Caller number 16, call into the radio station. And if your call is 16, you don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to name any songs. You don't have to name any titles of any movies. All you got to do is be the pink caller to call in to the radio station. And you can win $50. I got it right here in my hand. And I'm ready to give it away to the 16th caller to call in to the radio station. So DJ Papa D, we're going to give them 5 minutes to call in. And in the meantime, we're going to play a song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
We have come by way of the stars, by way of the Nile evermore. We have come, speaking the tongue of the pharaohs, descending from such. We have come. In love of the ancestor, the struggle continues. Loving heart, strong sun, firm fist. We are those.
We are evolutionists for justice. People try to front and call us prejudice. I know they know the truth. They call us battlers, the great warriors, systematic radicals who put their hand in the candy dish to full of mint. Government, taste the thieves' descent. I heard you were a prankster, ultimate gangster, daytime shooter, nighttime shankster, the phone tapper, just a little dapper so you think. My color's blacker than his pink. Descending from pharaohs of travel, the narrows and all of that are such. See me at the crossroad, pimp strut. I'm quite illogical, but never been a savage. Deemed scientific, but I never have to map it. I'm harder than the diamond that the eater might steal. I'm never mythical, divinity is real. Mind stays still, ever stable to the end. Nations begin, black watch will defend. So now you raise the flag of the blood race earth. Freedom or death, and death unto birth, we carry on. Crossroad walker, great vine swinger of the pyramid stalker, making God music in sync with the universe. So here we go again, another brother verse, back into time on the banks of Nile, writing on papyrus, reading the dial, looking to the sky from the city beyond, counting to the nine cause the mission is on. So not a lying connection, retrieves degrees, star never dimming, third eye ever sees, beyond dimension, beyond the soul, the label of your car inscribed on a scroll. So what you gonna do but ride to the scale? On your knees to the east, all hail the grand creator, the host and children. How could you think to conquer his dominion and exist? Coming from abyss, we are this. See the black fist, take a kiss. And from your earthly dwelling, you're dismissed. So can you dig it? Now with the key, back into the swing of reality. Divine principality, formalities are none. Son of a gun, I'm brother one, I am son. Enough. In genetics, anti-Semitic, ridiculous, chill. How you gonna copycat the pyramids fill when a nation wears colors in respect of the build? Coming through the gap in the mountain on an elephant. The world does shiver, I'm the earthquake president. Walk the path and my steps remain. Back to the den, grab a hold of the mane. A leg bar, meet me at the road. A following soul, young to the old. Walking in the path of the pure is not as easy as they contemplate. But I obligate to demonstrate. Without struggle, no peace, and surely no state of mind. And what kind of nation will become? Daughters and sons of what is, we have come. We continue.
Hemu, Aleba, Osiris, Isis, Abraham, Solomon, Mohammed, Jesus, Van Roy. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key.
I was sitting by the river with my warrior's gun. A bunch of cave boys try to house my drum. I never bust a sweat because it's not at all tragic. Voodoo, running for my magic. I came across the sand on my face alone. Eating cooked meat while you gnawed the bone. Sitting by the fire while you're frozen cave. A bunch of silly thieves with the nervous so you're brave. I think you're cowards. Fighting systematically and chemically conniving. Said you never liked us, but it seems you're always trying. Try to say we're dumb, but it seems you're always thriving. From the science, so now I bear you. Sit, heed the words and raise the flag to prepare you for the coming of the ones that never fear you. Don't you know a brother like myself will only dare you to act foolish? We have come, child of the sandbox, follow through the drum. We have come from with the mathematic sum. Now you wanna ask what's the dumb diddy dumb? The X. Shalom.
1990, the tribal weapon. Uh-oh, the nine. The D.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I was going to give away $50 to the 16th caller that called into the radio station, but we didn't get 16 callers to call into the station. So nobody gets the money again today. I will put the money away and save it for Thursday's show that I'll be on the air at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Well, I'm not going to even complain about people not calling in and calling all the way to the number that I asked for, because you guys know the rule. You know, if you call in and you become caller number whatever, you have a chance to win the money. But if you don't ever get to that caller, you never get a chance to win. So that's all I'm going to say about that. All right. Well, and now DJ Papa D, take us into another song, and we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute. was a man that owned a boat, a rowboat, that he used to go fishing on the river where he lived down south. And one day he went on the river with his boat, but he took two of his friends with him. Now, one friend usually went with him on a regular occasion when they went fishing. But this time they took a third person with them. So they rowed out in the middle of the river, and they got to their regular fishing spot. And the guy that owned the boat realized he didn't bring his tackle box with him. And he said, "Oh, my God, I left my tackle box in the house. So I got to go back and get my tackle box, because I don't have my lures or my sinkers or my hook or any of my extra line for my fishing pole. I don't have any of that stuff, so I need to go get it." So he stepped off into the water, and he walked across the water. And the other dude was like, "Wow, he's like Jesus. He just walked on water. He walked all the way to the shore. And then he went to his house." And so it just left two guys on the boat. And the other guy looked up and said, "Oh, man, since he reminded me, I left my good fishing pole at my house. I need to go back and get my good fishing pole. And he stepped off the boat and walked on water all the way across to the shore. And this third guy was just so impressed. He was like, oh, my God, they're walking on water. Both of them are like Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm not going to let them outdo me. I can get out there and do like them. And he decided that he was going to go home and get his worms that he forgot, because he wanted to use his worms for bait when he went fishing. And he had left his worms at home. So he stepped off the boat thinking he was going to walk across the water. And he came up swimming and splashing and hollering for help. And he was just stuck. He was trying to swim to the shore, but he was drowning and he was having a hard time. And the two guys looked up and saw him drowning in the water, saw him splashing and trying to swim to shore. And they said, oh, I guess we should have told him where the rocks were.
You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store across the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent was there. It was in the middle of all these overgrown trees, and that's what we call Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people lived in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp, because D-Ronnie was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring soap in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You
had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregory's business. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything. Then Gregory. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything. And Gregory. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money product in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There were really two pilots, a pilot and a co-pilot, that went to the airport, and they were loading on the airplane, and they walked in through the passenger loading door. And they were saying hello and how are you, to all of the waitresses, to all the flight attendants and the stewardess on the airplane as they walked through the airplane to the pilot cabin. And they went in and sat down in the cockpit and strapped themselves in the seats for the pilot and the co-pilot. And the pilot pulled out the key and stuck it in the ignition and started the airplane. And then the pilot and the co-pilot went through the pre-flight checklist. And after they did that, then the pilot turned on the intercom and picked up the microphone and said, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Delta Airlines, flight 221 from Los Angeles to New York. It'll be a 6-hour flight. We will be flying 25,000 feet above the ground, and we will be cruising at 2,200 miles an hour. The weather report seems to say that we will have crystal clear air and it will be no interruptions, no bad weather all the way to New York. So there are two movies that are showing in the cabinet. The first movie is Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks. And the second feature film is New Jack City, starring Wesley Snipes. We want you to enjoy the flight. And when the stewardesses, when we get to 25,000 feet, the stewardess will turn the lights on so that you can walk around in the cabin during the flight. And the pilot put the microphone to the intercom down on the control panel, but he didn't turn the intercom off, and he started talking to the co-pilot. He said, "Well, when we get to 25,000 feet, I'm going to go in the back, and I'm going to get that sexy stewardess that's working in the back of the airplane, in the coach second section of the plane, and I'm going to bring her up to the captain's lounge, and I'm going to wear that butt out. I'm going to rock her world, and I'm going to take her and make her a member of the Mile High Club. But first, I got to go to the toilet and take a shit, because I had this burrito, and it's running through me. So once we get to 25,000 feet, I want you to take over. I'm going to put the plane on automatic pilot, and I want you to control. You watch the dashboard, and you make sure you control the plane. If there's any adjustments that need to be made, you handle that." And the co-pilot said, "Sure, I'll take care of it. It's okay. You can leave it in my hands. I'll handle everything. You go and have a good time. And you take your time. Don't rush back. because I have everything under control. And the pilot got up and went to the toilet. Well, the flight attendant in the back of the airplane in the coach section heard that the flight, that the pilot hadn't turned the intercom off. And so she started walking real fast to the front of the airplane to go tell the pilot that they hadn't turned off the intercom and that everybody in the airplane could hear their conversation. So she ran to the front of the plane, and she got to the first class section, and an old lady called her. She said, "Stewardess." And the stewardess stopped and looked at her and smiled and said, "Yes, ma'am, can I help you?" And the lady said, "Take your time, sweetheart. You got time. He had to take a shit. So he's not ready for you right now anyway. You're going to make it to the Mile High Club because it's a six-hour flight. So everything will work out. You just take your time, girl." And she winked at her and gave her a big smile. And the flight attendant just turned and walked slowly to the pilot's cabinet.
Here comes a new revelation. Woo, that's a little nosy, baby bluesy.
Let the nosy nosy.
Some manipulation. Let your body do the talking. Let your fingers do the walking. But for heaven's sake, let the wind.
Your nose is running, and your feet are smelling. You must be a
You know, there was a boy, his name was Mark. He went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his father said, "What happened to your eye, son?" And he said, "Well, Dad, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over, and I pulled her dress out of her panties. And she socked me in the eye." And his father said, "Well, son, you know, if you're going to do something to help somebody, you got to let them know what you're doing before you help them, because they might think that you're trying to take advantage of them or you're doing something that's going to be harmful to them. So you got to tell them that you're doing something to be helpful, and so they will understand that you don't mean them no harm. Okay?" And the boy goes, Mark goes, "Okay, Dad, that sounds good." So he goes to church the next Sunday, and he comes home with another black eye. And his daddy said, "What happened this time?" And he said, "Well, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion, and Miss Brown was in the pew in front of us, and she had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, I didn't do anything. My buddy sitting next to me reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. But I knew she didn't like that, so I tucked it back in."
And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, as riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. So me and my boy Bernard, we used to see who could pop the longest wheel. So as long as you had your balance, you could ride for a while. Now, since I had a two-stroke, I could do like one or one and a half houses. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke Honda, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. We're talking 34 houses. He could just ride. In fact, a couple of times he popped a wheelie and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch. And my bike would jump out from under me and I'd fall down and the bike would bounce down the street.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Central. So I made the light. Then I'm gunning and rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brake. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother followed me in case I broke down. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. So I'm riding down the street, and I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride. You know, I'm a rider. So I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me, and I lost her. I said, oh, well, she knows where I'm going. She'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where have you been? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you when you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I got a ticket.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000. And his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. and we got a street in Carson. It's a mile way away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop sign, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, nope, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro. Did Noah feed the animals on the ark during the great flood? He fed them the sinners floating in the water.
Trying to tell me all you want to do is use me. till you use me up. My brother sitting me right down and he talked to me. Let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me till you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh, baby, when you love me, I can't get enough. I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you using me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There were two kids that took their grandmother to a convalescent home. And they introduced her to the manager, and they took her out to the lobby so that she can sit with the other residents in the convalescent home. And they told her, well, we want you to talk with the residents, and we'll be back in a little bit to check on you. So Granny said, that's okay, I'll be fine. And they left her in the company of other residents. So while Granny was sitting there, she started leaning to the side, and a worker came and straightened her up and then asked her if she was okay. And she said, yes, she was fine. So the worker left and went on about his business. And then the granny started leaning to the side again. And another worker came and straightened her up and asked her if she was okay. And she said, yes, she was fine. And the worker left and went about his business. And she was sitting there. And she started leaning to the side again. And another worker came and straightened her up, and then asked her if she was okay, and she says, yes, she was fine. So then the worker left and went about his business. So then the kids came back, and they said, Granny, how have you liked your stay at this convalescent hospital? Has everybody treated you okay? And she said, yes, the residents have been really nice, but the workers won't let me fart.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. I was hitting that weed and it was good. Early in the morning, rise and shine. Late at night, gee, money's a pimp. Tuesday, boy, yeah. Got up to fight.
What the hell?
Back to back.
Watch yourself.
They faced each other.
And I'm butt next.
They drew their swords.
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe,
heard me.
This song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
Well, the clock on the wall says it's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. So I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'll see you on Thursday at 3 o'clock for my Thursday show. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media. So you can follow my show all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D. Yep, I want to thank him for being my studio engineer. And thank him very much for his assistance in my story and in the sports report. So until Thursday, I say wear a mask, wash your hands, maintain social distance, and be careful when you're walking around, because you don't want to take home anything that you didn't leave the house with. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. I'm out of here. I'm G-Money, and peace. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want going to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.